7:41, time to check in with Block Club Chicago for extremely local news. Seamus Toomey with us, and let's start, Seamus, with what's going on the far north side. Steve mentioned this Red Line reconstruction. What exactly will be happening and when?
Exactly. Good morning, Bob. Yes, Steve mentioned that the four stations are going to be closing May 14th. That's Lawrence, Argyle, Berwyn, and Bryn Mawr. As part of this $2 billion renovation, it's going to be more than just sort of a headache for CTA users and the folks that use the businesses under the stations. Something to keep in mind is that they've got 1.5 miles of embankment to knock down and rebuild as well, and along the way, 11 bridges of East-West Street. So while that Red Line work is going overhead, there's going to be a lot of disruption in the neighborhood around Edgewater and Uptown. These 11 bridges aren't going to all be done at once. They're going to do them individually, but those streets will be closed sporadically. They're going to try to really cut some time off of this project by doing prefabricated bridge sections, which will make for great photos and fun stuff for the neighborhood kids to watch when the cranes come in and bring these off of trucks and put them into place. But it's going to be a lot of work. They're talking about 2024. They'll be able to wrap it up. And the goal is to replace all the tracks on the Red and Purple Line along this stretch through Uptown, Rogers Park, and Edgewater, modernize everything, and then rebuild those four stations. So it's the stations, a lot of them are really, if you've been in them recently, they're kind of on their last legs. They could really use a rebuild. Make them accessible for the disabled, and really pump some energy into those retail corridors underneath them. But they're going to have to hang on tight over the next couple years when it's going to be torn up. So the CTA and all those businesses are really just urging people, don't forget about us. We're still open. Come patronize us. And maybe a little dusty. You may have to park a little bit further away, but don't forget about us, or maybe we won't be here when the stations are back.
We're open. Looking at a picture on the blockclubchicago.org website of the Argyle station, what it will look like. Pretty impressive, pretty spiffy. And over in the West Loop now, the development boom is set to expand north, isn't it?
For years, the alderman over in the West Loop in the Fulton Market District, Walter Burnett, he's really kept residential developments from coming north of Lake Street. Whenever developers wanted to come and knock down a meatpacking building or renovate it and turn it into condos, he's sort of given them the Heisman and said, no way. But he's allowed office developments there. But that's just going to change this week. The city zoning committee approved a measure that Burnett signed off on that would allow condo buildings and apartment buildings to be built in that stretch of Fulton Market, which is north of Lake Street. The thought all along was, hey, this is a meatpacking district. There are forklifts. There are, there are riding chickens. There's all kinds of stuff going on in there that doesn't really jive well with fancy condos. The parking was tough. There's all kinds of different elements involved, but it's, as we all know, it's really changed, and there's so many developments and condos south of Lake Street already, as well as all the office buildings north, that it's the character of that neighborhood is it's hard to consider it really a much of a meatpacking district anymore. Most of those places have sold for millions and moved west, so it looks like if you're interested in living north of Lake and Fulton Market and have access to all those great breweries and great restaurants and lousy parking in that neighborhood, hold on tight. You'll have some buildings up there in a couple more years.
Yeah, and so if approved by the full council today, I guess the ordinance will allow residential development within the Kinsey Corridor Overlay District, and that's bound by Ogden, Carroll, Hubbard, Halstead, and Wayman Streets. And there's more at blockclubchicago.org, including the story of the Southside Dance Troupe finding a new home in Chatham. Seamus Toomey, thank you as always. Talk to you tomorrow.
Okay, Bob. Thanks a lot.